88.5 KCSN, it's Jim Nelson here, and this morning we are talking with local singer-songwriter Julie Slater, and when she's not rewriting the Great American Songbook, Julie can be heard on KCSN. That Julie Slater, every Saturday night at 10 p.m. with her show Out on a Limb, and she's also been on at 100.3 The Sound for the past 4 years or so, and singer-songwriter Julie Slater will be performing at Molly Malone's this Tuesday evening. Hi, Julie, how are you? It's good to see you. I see you frequently, but never on this side of the microphone from each other.
This is very different for me.
A little unusual. I mean, we're going to talk about singing and songwriting in a minute, but first I wanted to talk about the one thing that you and I have extremely in common here is being on the radio. And I'm curious from your point of view, what is it about this? I mean, because I know what I love about it, but yeah. I mean, we sit in a room by ourselves talking into a microphone to no one in particular about songs that we're playing. And that is really damned appealing, isn't it? What is it about
it? Well, for one, I think you need to be antisocial because you work in a room by yourself.
Yeah.
And you just, I'm really a music lover. When I was younger, I just became obsessed with bands, and it's really an amazing career to just be around music all the time. And over the years, having been able to meet some of my heroes, and it's, you know, I always tell people the first job I had as a DJ, the guy training me said, "This sure beats working." And he was correct.
It's still right, isn't it? Absolutely. We're talking with KCSN's own Julie Slater, and we're going to talk to her about something she does other than being on the radio. She's also a singer and a songwriter. When did you start playing guitar and writing songs? And
I got my first guitar when I was 15. I was obsessed with Tom Petty. I bought a purple Ibanez guitar, and I just started taking guitar lessons, and I just was always obsessed about music. It really was a hobby for me, and I probably didn't write a song until maybe I was 20. I just would play around.
Then there's this old adage that DJs like us are nothing more than frustrated musicians. So I got to ask, are you a frustrated DJ? Is that what this is all about?
Yeah, maybe I'm just frustrated in general. I don't know. Well, I certainly write songs out of frustration. So.
Well, you want to play one of those songs for us?
Sure.
Great. What's this first one called you want to play?
It's called All the Way.
All right. Julie Slater on KCSN.
Don't
KCSN, and that is Julie Slater on guitar and vocals. Yes, that Julie Slater. She's joined on mandolin by Jimmy Harrison.
Yay.
That sounded great.
Why, thank you.
How much self-cajoling goes into opening up like that? Because that's clearly a song that is personal.
I mean, it's weird. Sometimes I feel like songs just, for me, just come out almost like vomit. And that's a song, oddly, that I wrote from an opposite perspective. I had to break up with someone, and it just, you know.
That's not a fun thing to do.
There's some very tough things you got to do sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like writing songs are really, it's so therapeutic. And it really, I mean, you don't think about people really analyzing all the lyrics, but, you know, you do get pretty personal.
Is that one you're going to do Tuesday
yes.
night at Molly Malone's?
Uh-huh.
All right. That's called All the Way from Julie Slater on 88.5 KCSN. We're going to get back to the music in just a moment, but first I want to ask you a question. Actually, I'm not going to ask you a question. I'm just going to say two words to you, okay? I got two words for you, Julie. Tom Petty.
I love him.
I heard something about that.
Yes. Actually, at my show, I have a song. I'm not playing it today, but I have a song that I wrote about him.
Really?
Yes, it's called Date with Tom.
Now, how was it when you met him last year at the KCSN benefit shows?
I did not really meet him.
Oh, you didn't?
I did take the picture of him with everybody and our boss. Yeah. I mean, I do think he loved me, and it was awkward because he loved me so.
Uh-huh.
But
I think that was what was going on.
Yes.
Exactly. All right, I got two other words for you. Howard Stern. Now, you followed
him. He loves me as well.
You followed him on the radio for what?
A little over 10 years in New York.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So you know him personally and everything. What's his phone number?
Well, he actually helped me get the job at The Sound. He wrote my boss there a very pleasing letter.
Excellent. I was going to ask you, what's something about Howard Stern that we don't already know? And you just answered it.
That's cool.
I
wrote to him, and within a half an hour, he wrote a nice reference letter for me. He's really a great guy.
A nice man.
Yeah.
Just like we saw in the movie.
Right. I love that movie.
It's 88.5 KCSN, and we are talking to none other than Julie Slater from Out on a Limb and The Sound. And Julie is, when she's not being a famous DJ about town, she is a singer-songwriter. She's brought her acoustic guitar, and we just heard one of her songs a few minutes ago, and I'm going to ask her to play one more right now. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
What's this one called?
This one's called Clearly Not.
All right. Julie Slater on KCSN.
If I saw you would you see if I called you? Would you hear? I'm a fool for you. You're just you. Thought I could love you, but it's clearly not true. Hopped on an airplane, escaped through the night. Everything felt the same. It cuts like a knife. I'm a fool for you. You're just you. Thought I could love you, but it's clearly not true. I'm a fool for you. You're just you. Thought I could love you, but it's clearly not true.
That's Julie Slater on KCSN. That song is called Clearly Not. And we also heard another one called All the Way a few minutes ago. Jimmy Harrison on mandolin there. And that's
awesome.
Great. Thank you for that. That's very cool. A couple more questions for you.
Yes.
What is it with you and beards?
Let me tell you something. As you guys, I wish you guys could see that Jimmy is sporting an amazing beard.
It's true.
I'm not sure where it began, but I did just suddenly start a website, beardoftheday.com. I love bearded men, and that's really all that needs to be said.
So some women like a guy in a uniform, you like a guy in a beard.
Yes, it's delicious. I also
said delicious.
I'm also a part of the LA Beard and Mustache Group. They're coming. Some of them are coming to the show.
There's a beard and mustache
group? I was a judge 2 years in a row at the LA Beard and Mustache Competition.
Interesting.
So I've really brought it all full circle.
Do you like the really, really long ones, like the ZZ Top beard, or do you like them nice and trim?
Well, I like them sort of raggedy. ZZ Top, I'm not sure about.
A little bit much?
I mean, they're a little older, but I kind of like it raggedy.
Gotcha.
Yeah. No grooming. Dirty.
Would you grow one if you could?
No. No, I will say, I'm not really into any fake beards. You know, people give me all these gifts. They're fake. No.
Gotta be on a guy. All right, so this Tuesday night, you are playing at Molly Malone's,
yes.
Which is what, is that Fairfax? Is that what street that's on?
Yeah, it's just north of Wilshire.
Kind of in the mid-Wilshire neighborhood.
8 p.m.
8 p.m., and you're going to be playing both of those songs and some others?
Yes, doing a 45-minute set.
45 minutes. Are you going to do the one about Tom?
Doing the one about Tom, and I just wrote a song about beards.
Wow. So when Tom... I can't remember. Does Tom still have a beard?
Has an amazing beard.
He is
right
in his
now.
Bearded
yes.
Beard. So that's the best of all worlds for you then,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Tom Petty with a beard. That's nice.
This is Julie Slater on KCSN, folks.
I've got problems.
Truly out on a limb right now. You have shown us a side of you that we haven't seen prior to this, and this is great. Nice songs. Really enjoy
those. I thank you so much for having me on. This is the first time I've ever done this, so it's really fun.
A first for you being interviewed as a songwriter?
Yes, Excellent. And for playing on the radio.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, good. And it all happened right here, folks, on 88.5 KCSN. So, listen, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Julie has a website. If you'd like to, probably more than one. You've got one about beards, too, you just mentioned. But the one I want to tell people about is outonalimbmusic.wordpress.com.
It could just be .com.
It could be just .com?
Out
you don't have
limb.
To type in the WordPress part? Okay. outonalimbmusic.com.
For the show that airs 10 to midnight.
10 midnight
right
on, every Saturday night on KCSN 88.5. Jimmy Harrison, thank you for coming down and accompanying
Has he said
Julie.
Anything?
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being here on Mandolin. And Julie, thanks for coming up and playing your guitar and... This was fun, actually. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great. I really enjoyed it.
And didn't I tell you it would be over before you know it?
I know.
You still nervous?
I'm finally relaxed.
All right, good. We're 88.5 KCSN. Thanks, Julie, and look for her later tonight, 10 o'clock, right here, Out on a Limb on KCSN.